We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, and we are starting on top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Mar, V'shilach Zu HaRegel. The Gemara made a drasha from the pasuk that says, Ki Yave Ish Shoda Ekerem V'shilach Es Be'iro Yavir B'stei Acher. The pasuk says that you sent your animal and it went into another field, and we darshan V'shilach Zu HaRegel. V'shilach refers to the Mazik, the Av Regel. V'chinu Eim Et Pasuk V'shalach HaRegel Shav HaChamar. Because the Torah says, Meshachi regal shavar chamar, that's how you know that the word Vashilach in the Torah means regal. But now this pasuk actually is in Yeshaya, but like this, the Vashilach, how you know Vashilach means the mazik of regal? Torah says, we have in this pasuk, Meshachi regal shavar chamar. You see the word Shiluach together with the regal, that teaches us that Vashilach is regal. Now, time with the Kosarach, what a Meshachi regal shavar chamar, Allah, Vahachi, my mukis blood. What would you zeta in the pasuk? L'chayra, it should be a past elimination that I know v'shilach is regal because ikaren ksiv. Karen has a pasuk v'chiyigach sharis ish. Shane also is from a beer v'stei achar. Is Shane ksiv? So what do you need a pasuk m'shachi regal shav v'chamar to megal tosta v'shilach means regal? We know it automatically by process elimination. What other mazik would it be? Shane's from a beer v'stei achar. Beer v'stei achar means it goes in and destroys the field. So we know Shane from there. So it has to be v'shilach is regal. Zok the Gemara, no. Itzrich, sakad ha-chamina, if it said v'shilach and ubir v'steyacha, I think both are referring to Shane. Itzrich, sakad ha-chamina, id v'idi ha-shane, both are going on the mazik Shane. V'hod mechaye karno, hod lo mechaye karno. Which means, if it just said ubir v'steyacha, you would think the only time you're chayev for Shane, if the animal goes ahead and completely destroys the item. Let's say it eats up tvua, eats up the entire tvua, nothing left of the wheat. But because beer means you destroy it. But if example, like Rashi says, it was loy mechaye karna. What's an example of loy mechaye karna? Rashi has a case like this. Let's say it takes around 5 months for wheat to grow. After 1 month, when it just was starting to sprout, it's called shachas, the animal ate it up, and now it grows back. It doesn't grow back as good as it would have grown all 6 months, all 5 months, but it grows back almost as good. So here, it's not mechaye karna because you have your wheat. Your wheat grew, l'maisa. But it's shvacher, it's worse. So maybe that's not called a mazik. Maybe a mazik is only if you destroy the whole thing, like a bir b'steyachar. It's only if it's mechaye karna. Kamash malon. Therefore, we need both pshukim. Maybe that's what we need both pshukim for. V'shein kamash malon. No, v'shilach means regal. So like this, if it didn't say v'shach regal shavah chamar, you think v'shilach and a bir is both going for shein. Why? Because just a bir wouldn't help you anything. Because a bir, it sounds like it has to be destroyed completely. Therefore, you need v'shilach for that. Kamashlo, no, Meshach, Regal, Shavach, Mar, Vashilach means Regal. Now, I just want to speak out. What's your question? What?
How do you know it's not
Mechal? Oh, how do we know the Maisa? So that's more of the next question. So, okay, I'll finish the Gemara, then we'll come back to what we'll speak out Taisis. Vahash the Kimna are Regal. Now we're saying Vashilach means Regal from that Pasik. So, Shane, Dele, Mechal, Karen, no. And Taka, how do you know? If it says only a beer, you only know if it destroys completely. How do you know if it only destroys partially?
If you think so, it doesn't destroy completely, you're not
Chayiv. You're not Chayiv, yeah. How do you know you're Chayiv? So, let me ask something. Why do you need any Pasik for a thing? Bam, Zaman property. Why do you need any Pasik of Shar, Shane, Regal? Exactly. No, maybe. It says a beer. It says only Chayiv. The Behemoth said, poor Behemoth, you didn't do anything wrong. Behemoth wants to eat something. Maybe you're not responsible. He ate. If he destroys it, you're responsible. It's worth a little less. Maybe you were Mechayiv. Kamash Malon, that's what you need Vashilach. Marzim now Vashilach something else. So how do you know? Pastor Kimna Regal, Shane Loy Mechayiv Karim Nolan. So Marz says, Dum Yud Regal. Ma Regal, Loy Shnom Mechayiv Karim, Loy Shnom Mechayiv Karim. Now that Vashilach means Regal, we know that doesn't have to be Dafka Mechayiv Karim because it doesn't say a beer. It says Vashilach. So Av Shane, we'll learn out Shane from Regal. Av Shane, Loy Shnom Mechayiv Karim, Loy Shnom Mechayiv Karim. So bottom line, the way we know Loy Mechayiv Karim by Shane is by learning it out of Regal. Now, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi's pshat on Loy Mechayiv Karim was the example we gave. He ate up the shach, but him ate up the shach. Now it grew back, now it's good. Let's see the top Tosfos. Pirsu Kuntres, shach ha she'osu l'tzmaya. Av Loy kibatchila, v'kosha, Frank Tosfos, v'ha Mechayiv Karim, shigam ba'am ha'am yuchem l'kzor. L'maisa, it is mechayiv karnim because the animal, the owner also could have had an animal eat the shachas and have a meal and then grow back a little less. So mice, there is a certain principle according to Tosfos that holds. Raj is looking at the bottom line. The bottom line is that he didn't lose his crop. He got his crop a little less, but he got his crop. Tosfos is looking at the shachas. The mice said the shachas was destroyed and that the animal ate up. Tosfos says shetamfa peres la'anasa. Loy mechayiv karnim is example where the behemoth made Paris dirty and not edible anymore. But deer is not mechayev karna. The pear is still here. You still have 30 apples here. Just they're not edible anymore because he made them dirty. So that would be a havi nachayev for that because not mechayev karna. Kamash v'lon, that's a locha that even loy mechayev karna, shein is chayev, even in the case of loy mechayev karna. So look tomorrow, Vaita. Omar, O beer zu shein. O beer we know is shein. Having a beer means shein. Who said beer means shein? So tomorrow said a pasuk. Which we said over three different shotim. How you see from this pasuk? Kashiyevara hagol la tuma. Hagol means shein. How do you know hagol means shein? Because it means a lotion of getting exposed. Which shein when you eat teeth get exposed. One shot Rashi. Norm shot Rashi. Gol is a lotion of rei, of waste, and that happens when a behemoth eats with its teeth. He has waste. And the third shot was. Like Tosfos says, gol is lashon of a stone, of a marble, that's why it's gol. But Kapanu, we brought right from a pasuk of beer means shame. So the Gemara has the same type of kasha, just the opposite way. Time in the cause of chona kasha yivara gol tumoi, that's how we know it means shame. That beer b'steyachar means the mazik of shame, which means eating other people's tvua. Halav achi v'maya kimna, what is that sign the pasuk of a beer b'steyachar? Ikeren ksiv, my kimla, ikeren ksiv, it says kiigach. Iregel ksiv, it says v'shilach. So we know from Pras Elonation, Kashivar, that Ubir B'steyachar means shame. So why do you pass the Kashivar Gaal Tumoy? So the Gemara says, no, because Itzrich. Sakadach Amina, Idivi the Regal. If it didn't say the pass of Kashivar Gaal Tumoy, you would say both Vashilach and Ubir are going on a regal. What are you two psukim for? Had the Ozma Mela, had the Shalach Sluchai. If we just have a Shilach, you would think, Dafka, if I sent animal, I said to animal, go eat in that field, or go trample that field. That's where it's a problem. But maybe, if it went by itself, and trample the field by itself, maybe then it wouldn't be a problem. Kamash v'lon, that's what you need two psukim for. Maybe that's the two psukim. So Kamash v'lon, the pasuk of Kashivar Gal Tumah, you know, a beer is shame. So now the question is, Taka, how do we only have a shilach for a regal? How do you know Taka Ozlo Mamela? So, V'hash the Uke Ashen, regal the Ozlo Mamela Mnon. How do you know a regal that goes by itself is Oster, is Chayy for that? Huh? Because Umay said, how do you know that regal that goes by itself is Chayy? How do you know? You only have a shilach. The shilach says that you send it. Who said it goes by itself? Right. So we know the shilach means regal. It means only if you send the animal to go in. Who said if it goes by itself? Yechayev. Who said it goes out? So the second pasuk is for shein. Ubir saying it's for shein. Kashivar gal tumah. It's for shein. So how do you know lemaisa regal goes by itself? So tomorrow we'll learn it out. Vahashtu the uke hashein regal goes by itself. Dumi the shein. We dumi the shein. Ma shein. This probably you mean. Ma shein leishdash shalach sluchei. Just by shame, since it only says a beer there, it's either if you send it or if it goes by itself. Either way, that's the halacha. That is chayiv. Hakaponim, so now we are very clear all the psukim and all the taich.
You can't know.
The Bishad just said the shilach is regal, but you don't know that it goes by itself. You still know it goes by itself. So, the Gemara. The Gemara of the Kash like this. Just say the word of a shilach, and from then I'll figure everything out. Lift the word of a shilach, v'loy boy beer. The mashma regal, or mashma shein. The word of a shilach could be mashma regal and mashma shein. Why? Mashma regal, so v'shachi regal, ashar v'chamar. V'shachi regal is megale, the word of a shilach means regal. It does not megale anything about shalach mamelo, shalach sluch, nothing to do with that. It just megale to us that shilach means regal. So maybe just say the shilach in the Torah, and that will teach us that it's regal from the pasuk b'shalach regal shavar chamar mashma shein the chesiv shein behemah is a shalach bomb. You see a lotion of shein together with mishaleach. So v'shilach means shein. So learn out from there. What do you need a beer of a chlal? Zok the Gemara ilav kro yisera. If you have the extra beer, have amina oyha. I would say it's one of the two. Oy regal because the zeka matzi. That's why you should be chayiv. You should expect that. Oy shein the yeshanola zeka, and therefore you should expect it. So, but that's why you both took them because you wouldn't know two. You only know one. Right to Gemara, learn out both. Mechdi, school man, both the same, both have a milo. Vivoshtam, learn out both on Vashilach, the Haman Aramafkas. Which one should you take out? So it's back Shver, just say Vashilach, and that should be sufficient. And for the Gemara like this, Itzrich, Sakam in Hadamil Hekla Shalach Sluchev, just have a Shilach, I would think they only chayiv for Shein and Rega, only if you sent it. Ava Ozlam Amela Loi, if it went by itself, not Kamash Lono Beer to teach us that even Ozlam Amela. The way Rashi says, it teaches a veer that it means a shein, and once it means shein, we learn out from shein that it could be either way, also mamela also. That's how Rashi breaks it down. Tosfos is a little different. What was the kamash malon? Just the shilach could have told us both things, but we said now the only thing shalach sukh and also mamela kamash malon ubir. So how do you learn kamash malon veer? One way to learn is, Kamash Lobir is an extra pasuk, says that both Shein and Regel are chayiv by Mela. Rashi doesn't say that. Read Rashi, Kamash Malon Uvir, Vekivon the Nafgalon Shein, the Mamela Mabir, Asir Regel Vyafamine. So he's learning out like Shein from Mabir, because Mabir means Shein. That's in the Kamash Lon. Taisis and Vuri, not like that. But that's all. The Chesmi to look at the Maram here. Tois and Vurin, that Tois has a Kasha, so why didn't Kasha Vaga go Tumah anymore? That's a Kasha. Because Tois learned the Vir just teaching us that it goes on Melo. What do you need Kasha Vaga? What does the Bryce have to say that for? So Tois has a terrorist today. He says the Bryce saying, if I wouldn't have Vishilach, then I would Zed Zaino Beer because Kasha Vaga go Tumah. But I and Tois and Rashi learned a little different. And in the Dakas de Ganaf Kamina, look at the Maram for extra credit and for a good Shmaka raid bite. Zog tomorrow, Vaita. It's a little cheshbon, so I'm not sure if you call it that's called raid, but it's kishma. So told the shemai. So now we establish there's something called regal and something called shein. What are we still have to figure out what's kiyotzim and not kiyotzim, right? Told the shein mahi. What is the told of shein? Nischacha bekoisel lahan osa. Example of koisel of a told of shein is that he's scratched himself on a koisel and the koisel falls down. But this is not called kavanos elahazik. He's not trying to mazik the koisel. He's trying to have a noise. He has an itch on his back. The behemah he scratched on the wall. The wall comes crashing down. That's called a told of shein. You know, it's nothing to do with teeth. But anything that's hana is told of shein. Another example is a timfa peris lahanasa, where he makes peris dirty lahanasa. Now, what does that mean, timfa peris lahanasa? Zog Rashi, what it means is, nisgalgula aleim kederach susim v'chamarim. It rolls on the peris like susim v'chamarim. It's very soft, it's kishmak, and that's lahanasa, and that's how it ruins it. Now, there are Rishonim that say that he dirtied it by matal glolim on it. Rishonim means shtabashat, that means timfa peris lahanasa. But lemaisa, on that, the peris tainis already, that's not called Lahan also, because that the parents got dirty, not having enough from. Maybe the stomach ache he got enough from. Not from the parents getting dirty. Here, the nose from the parents itself. You're rolling on the parents, like a soft tomato. It's very good shmack when you're rolling it. That's the word of Tifa Paris Lahan also. Now, so now we establish what the told us of Shane are. Maishna Shane, the Eshanol Azeka. So now we want to know if it's Kiyotzim or not, right? Maishna, you want to know if Kiyotzim or not. Is that the same or not? So Mar says it is the same. Maishna Shane the Yeshana Lazeko Moinucha Jimani Shmrosilacha Hani Nambi Yeshana Lazekum. These told us also the same thing, then Allah Moinucha Shrizlacha. So El told Shane Kashane. So what's our Papa saying? Not Kyotzibem. Chikamra Papa told the regal. Again, let's just remind everyone. We had a Shaila, always mean the R told us. So the Av is a Shane, the Shane means the behemoth goes in and eats someone's produce. What's a told? We explain what a told is. The Mara Shai of told has the same dinam as the Av. We're saying over here, the Chayr will have the same dinam as the Av. You know why? Because it has all the same characteristics. And therefore be like Shane. And Rapop must be talking about Regal. Told of the Regal, Mahi. Let's try Regal. What's the told of Regal? Zika begufa. So the characteristic of regular is a zeka matzi. Things that are normal. It's in a normal way the behemoth walks, he does these hezekim. Told the regal mahi, hezika begufa, he was mazik with his guf as he's walking by something, derech hilucha while he's walking, b'se'ayra derech hilucha, always here, gets caught in something as he's walking, as him is walking and ruined something, v'shlif sha'alea, with its package on its back, b'prumpish v'afir, with a bit in its mouth, b'zug sh'p'tavarea, with the bell around its neck, and it's mazik with that. Maishta regal, so what's the maishta regal, zeka matzi, merosh v'alecha, why is regal chayiv? Because zeka matzi, it's your money, and shmeros v'alecha. This also, Ella. So the chayr is the same thing. It's mamash kiyotzim. I told the regal, karegal. The chikamra papa told the bar. Let's try bar. So we already established the three mazikin that have to achar: Karen, Shane, and Regal. We know all the toldos, and they're all kiyotzim. All exactly the same. For example, what's the told of Karen we had yesterday? Neshicha, beita, revitza. What's told of Shane that we had today? Scratch yourself on the koisel or making pairs dirty. And what's regal? You know, the zeket subagufa. So now it's all the same. So what is example of your laf kiyotzvem? Because our papa told of the bar. Told of the bar, mind you. What's the told of bar? Ilema. Now we know what's a bar. It's like a hole in the ground and someone falls in. A behemoth falls in. Pastor, it's not Adam, a pit. It's a pit. It's a pit. Ilema. So what's the told of the bar? Mind you. Ilema av yud. Av is 10 tvachim, a tolda test, and a tolda is 9 tvachim. So that's to say, av and tolda, loy test ksiv loyok ksivi. We know what's called the av, the first rashi in the Masechta. Av is something that's a furish. So what makes yud more furish than test, right? So what I'm saying is, if the av was yud and tolda was test, loy just test ksiv loyok ksivi. Where's the holy kasha? That's not shver. Holy kasha. V'amesi yelayim rachmano v'kimlu l'rabbanon yud avdi misa test azikin avdi. Misa loy avdi. So like this. Rashi, we'll go Rashi second shot. The pasuk says that nafal shama shara chamar that yechayiv, and it says v'amesi yelayim and yechayiv if it dies. Zog Rashi, the Chachamim understood that a bar that's ten tvachim deep of that type of pit could kill a behemoth. But if it's nine tvachim, it would not kill a behemoth. Therefore, if somebody falls in and dies, they're not chayiv, because it doesn't kill. It must be a die from a heart attack. But if it's an Ezekim, then you are chayiv. So the Gemara is telling like this, that maybe ten tvachim is the Av, and nine tvachim is the Toldah. But he says, that's not true, Gemara asks. So he says, Zeh Av L'Misa, Zeh Av L'Zikin. They're both Avos. Why? Because they both learned that from the Pasuk, Enofal Shama Shara Chamar. They're both exactly the same Mefurish as each other. They're both Mefurish in the Pasuk. So what makes one an Av and one a Toldah? They're both the same. One's an Av L'Misa, and one's an Av L'Zikin. They're both exactly the same thing. So then it's back share. What's a Toldah of Bar? What's an example of a Toldah of a pit? A pit, nine Tvachim is Chayiv, as much as Yod. If it's an Azikin, there it works. Elah is going on this. Avnoi Sakino Imasoi. Someone left his stone or his knife or his package, Shanicham Shirabim, left in Shirabim, and now it's also a stumbling block. Vezika, and someone tripped over it and hurt himself. Or a behemoth tripped and hurt himself. So Mariah has a kasha. Why is that a bar? Hey, Chadami, Idafkarinu, if he was mafkir, then you're right. It's Mamash a bar. Bein le Rabbi and Shmuel Hanu bar. Sai Rab and Sai Shmuel both hold a bar. And why is it a toldah? It's bar mamish. That the Kavir asked the Gemara's kasha, or maybe the Gemara is saying it is a toldah, but we'll see what the Gemara asks in it. So would you want to analyze what exactly are we talking about when you say avnas gnimas say? Are we talking about that you mafkirit? Then that's mamish bar. Ve'i, on top of Gimel Beis, ve'i, the loyafkirinu, if you were not mafkirit, ilish Shmuel, so now there's a machlekes, if you were mafkir something, do you compare it to bar or a shar? Remember, a bar is not dafka yours. A bar of shirabim is a pit of shirabim. You go ahead and shirabim, you dig a pit. The halacha is that you chayef it, even if it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the city. It belongs to the government. And still, you're chayef. You don't have to own it. Mashaykin shar is your mom and a mazik. Someone else's shar you're not chayef for. It's your shar, mom and a mazik. So how do you look at Evan Sakin or Masai, your stone, your package that you left in the street, how do you look at that? So if you're a mafkir, then it's a bar. B'lo yafkirinu, ilish mo damakulma bar lamanu hainu bar, it's a bar. B'lo rab damakulma shar lamanu hainu shar. Hainu shar. So yeah, you explain it, yeah. That, because you probably, I'll tell you Murchas Kasha in a second. So if you're a mafkir, it's mamash a bar. It's a stumbling block, so it's mamash a bar. And it could be it's a toldah bar, but it's mamash a bar. and if you were a mafgirit, if it still belongs to you, it's a machlekes. One man the Yama holds, Shmuel holds, it's a bar, because it's still learning from bar. Any stumbling block to the bar, even if it's yours. Like Rashi says, kol tikol a baru. Every afikol a hifka, a bar. Shmuel's, Rav says it's shar. Why is it shar? Because it's Yamanu mazik, like Rashi says, kol tikol shlo hifkirim a shar lamanu. Masha shum amayna. So Feitzach the Kasha, how do you learn out from shar? Lemaisa is not dimming to Shar. Shar is a balechayim. Shar goes to be mazik. Here you go. Well, what shaychus? That's Taisus Kasha. That's probably what's bothering you. What's shaychus of Shar? Taisus says, learn out from Shar and Bar together. It's a ma'at sad. Shar and Bar together. That's the tzad hashav that you use to learn out this halacha. Akaponim, either way, the Gemara is asking like this, that if it's a toldah shar, so then we know shar, the toldah shar is like a shar. It's toldah kiyot spam. If it's a bar, toldah bar, so the Gemara says like this, if it's a toldah bar, you'll mafkir it, or you're not mafkir according to Shmuel, it's a toldah bar, maishna bar, shkein tchilasa siyasa l'nezek, umoycha v'shimrasa lecha, just like bar, it's tchilasa siyasa l'nezek, and it's your money, and you have to watch it. This also is chil nezek. Frank Mordechai, what do you mean? It's your mamon. The bar is not your mamon. So Tosis asks the kasha. Second Tosis, lav dafka gai bar, lav amaynehu v'chein gabi eish. Just it's a lesson of Gemara. Just Gemara keeps saying that, but it's lav dafka. Tosis speaks out. It's not your money. So el toldo the bar kabar. Umam is going down to the end over here. We already covered Karen, Shane, Regal, now Bar also are exactly the same. So what exactly is our papa talking about? If you come to our papa, told the maver. The papa must be talking about the toldo of maver.